Eagles fans, and we welcome inside the studio here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, wide receiver Brad Smith. Brad, this is your first training camp with the Eagles, even though you were with the team all last season. Mm-hmm. How different has it been for you having the whole offseason to get fully acclimated with what Chip Kelly's doing here?
Yeah, I'm loving it. And, you know, kind of being thrown in the fire last year, you try to pick bits and pieces of the offense and special teams and the program, but now I kind of have a good feel of what's going on and how to approach it.
Now, you carved out a nice little role in special teams. You even had a few plays for you on offense last season. How do you think your role could expand this season now that the coaches can fully appreciate everything you bring to the field?
Well, I mean, we'll just see how coach comes up with stuff or, you know, sees where my skill set fits in. You know, that's a good thing. That's where good coaches, you know, that's why Chip's a good coach, because he can see what guys do and where they fit in and in the scheme of things. So we'll see, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be able to come here and actually work into the offense and see where I fit.
Now, you've played with a few coaches in the league now. Mm-hmm. How would you compare and contrast Chip with some of the other coaches you've worked with?
That's a tough thing to do. You know, they're all NFL coaches, and they have their own style, and they're good. You know, the NFL coaches. You know, Chip is so cerebral. He's always coaching guys. You can coach the defensive backs, the linebackers, the receivers, of course, offensive line. So he has a great feel for the big picture, and I think the way he can coach you, you know, to understand the play, you know, not just what you're doing, but how you fit into it. And if you do this, you can help, you know, the guy on the other side of the field out. So just being able to understand the big picture, he's really good at explaining that.
Now, you've been running with the first team at slot receiver throughout training camp. What has that been like for you? Again, those valuable reps working with Nick Foles.
That's been great. And he's a really good quarterback. So he makes it easy. Understanding, you know, if you get stuck, well, I mean, what's the play, or, you know, what's this read? He's really good about indiscreetly letting you know what it is. So it's been good, and I'm just excited about where we're going, where we're headed, and the attitude we have.
Now, you came in when Nick was on the rise last season. So how have you seen him develop and mature throughout the end of last season and the course of this offseason?
It's consistency, not even on the field, just as a man. People kind of discredit, you know, they look everything you do on the field, and it's you know, that's the focus. I mean, we have a job to do, but just as a man, just seeing his demeanor stay the same, the way he treats people, his faith, things like that, to see them stay consistent speaks volumes about him. So I'm glad to be here to encourage him to keep doing that.
Now, I know that rookie Jordan Matthews has been getting a lot of headlines. What have you seen from the young pup to this point?
Boy has a motor. He goes, you know, he catches the ball and he finishes. And he's a young guy that, you know, has a bright future. So I'm just excited to be in the room with him to, you know, to whatever little bit of knowledge I have to, you know, to help him out with it. But, you know, him, Josh Huff, Demaryius Johnson, all those guys are, you know, they're talented guys. So in the whole room, and you can't just single out one guy.
Now, as a veteran in the locker room and in that meeting room, do you look at yourself as a mentor, or do you kind of take that role upon yourself?
I think it kind of naturally happens. Okay. You know, I did it when I was younger. You got an older guy who's been there, who kind of, you know, knows what's going on. So you pick his brain and see, you know, even the little things, you know, how do you manage your money? How do you say no to people? Things like that off the field and on the field, you know, what do you see here and there? So I gladly accept that role as being a guy who can help the younger guys.
What can be a tougher transition, the on-the-field stuff or the off-the-field stuff?
You know, football, it's a game, and guys have been playing it for a long time, so it can be tough, but it tends to be a little easier than, you know, off the field, where you're dealing with family who's, you might not have changed, but they've changed their view of you, and money changes a lot of things, and notoriety, so being able to keep that all in check and balanced, and, you know, people are finicky. So just helping guys to keep their even keel.
Now, Brad, you're one of the most stylish players on this Eagles football team. You're a fashion designer off the field. How would you rate some of the rookies, guys like Jordan, like Josh, some of the guys who are coming in with what you've seen?
I haven't seen too much.
Okay.
They're solid. So it hasn't been anything where you just say, hey, you bring them to the side and kind of let them have it. But no, they've been good so far. And as we get throughout the year, we'll continue to coach them up on, you know.
Once you get the home game,
that's when
you really see
the style. That's when we know. But, you know, they've been good so far.
Anyone on the team whose styles impressed you from last year?
You know what? Connor Barwin shocked me. I didn't expect him. He can be a little grungy, kind of hippie-ish. But, you know, he has some swag to him. So I say Connor and Brandon Boykin, you know, he's solid too.
Brad Smith, wide receiver for your Philadelphia Eagles, joining us in the studio here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.